أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we received the invitation to attend the banquet, the celebration of the descent of the Quran. For that is why the month of Ramadan is so awesome. Let's look at the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 185. شهر رمضان, the month of Ramadan, الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, in which the Quran descended. هدى للناس, a guidance for the human being. In other words, to allow the human being to reach his full potential. وبينات من الهدى والفرقان, and clear proofs of guidance and that which distinguished between right and wrong. And then he says, فمن شهد منكم, he so whosoever witnesses the month, that means you're invited to the celebrations and you manage to attend it. God gives you life to attend it. فَلْيَصُمْهُ, then you will fast in it to be able to celebrate it. When we receive an invitation for absolutely anything, we want to know, what shall we wear? What time do we go to? What do we do there? What happens? And the Prophet ﷺ, on the last day or the last night of the month of Sha'ban, gave a sermon about the month of Ramadan, which we will talk about today, which will tell us what's going to happen and what we are going to expect. What's going to be in my party bag? What sort of food am I going to get? So here goes. He said, أيها الناس, O people, إِنَّهُ قَدْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهَرُ اللَّهِ, indeed, coming to meet you is the month of Allah. And then he says there's going to be three major aspects of the celebration in this month. بِالْبَرَكَةِ وَالْرَحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ. Loosely translated, blessings, mercy, and forgiveness. And I'm going to look at each one today. Let's look at barakah. Often translated as blessing, it's got so many aspects. The most prominent of that is that it's always connected to divinity. So it's divine blessings. And the root word barakah means to remain or linger. And that is why a pool of water is called birka in Arabic. It's also to nurture or generate. The connotations are that it increases. So barakah has four aspects. Increase and growth beyond expectation. There's a continuity, there's a stability, and there's divine protection. So in essence, barakah is Allah's favor bestowed on the human being without the latter being aware of its source or involved in any conscious calculations to get it. It's visible in our actions, for whenever He grants His barakah, His blessings to our actions, the positive impact will just explode, it will spread. And that's the one thing of Ramadan. Next thing, rahmah. Very, very simply, rahmah is translated in mercy. What is mercy? It's the ability to love when one has the right and the power to hate. It's the ability to care when one has the right and the power to turn away. And it's the ability to stroke when one has the right and the power to strike. And two attributes of Allah we should keep in mind in this month, Rahman and Rahim. In Arabic, when two words with similar meanings are found together, it's to accentuate their difference, to intensify each other. Both are derived from the same root word, rahima, which means to be merciful. See, the womb is raham. The old Arabic definition of mercy relates to this concept. A child's needs are totally met in his mother's womb. Mercy, therefore, is one when one is taken care of in every aspect of existence. Ar-Rahman encompasses the entire cosmos, and the An in it denotes extreme mercy and immediate mercy. So when you require immediate attention, call upon Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim, although coming from the same root, is specific, it's conditional, it's perpetual. When you have a need that you've identified and it's important to you personally, call onto the energy of Ar-Rahim. Both these and this month are in bountiful, bountiful ways. Third one is Maghfirah. Now that's derived from Ghufr and Ghufran, both of which convey the meaning of veiling or hiding or concealing. In essence, it means the covering and the forgiving of sins. In Surah Al-Hijr, this is Surah number 15, Ayah 49, Allah says, نَبِّعْ عِبَادِي, give the news to my slave, to my abd, أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. I love this, that indeed I am the forgiving and the merciful. Now, three attributes come to mind. غَافِر, غَفُور, and غَفَّار. So Al-Ghafir is the one who hides the shameful acts of his servant, of his abd, from others, so they may live with each other. If he did not hide our faults and adverse opinions and ugly thoughts and hateful feelings from others, they would not be a society or even a single family or a friend. Al-Ghafur is one who hides our faults in the realms which you don't even think about sometimes. The spiritual realm, the angelic realm. None of these can see these, for Al-Ghafur hides our faults from them. But the most encompassing is Al-Ghaffar. So a human being whose faults are hidden from others is probably saved of being ashamed in front of them, but there may still be a sense of shame in himself. Everyone has a degree of consciousness which suffers from their actions. It is Al-Ghaffar who hides a person's faults, even from himself, making him forget in order to alleviate that suffering. It is Al-Ghaffar who forgives sins, who veils shortcomings, who wipes out sins by accepting one's tawbah. And all these are present in abundance in the month of Ramadan. Look what the Prophet said, شَهْرٌ هُوَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَفْضَلُ الشُّهُورِ. It is a month with Allah, which is of the best of months. وَأَيَّامُهُ أَفْضَلُ الْأَيَّامِ. Its days are the best of days. وَلَيَالِيهِ أَفْضَلُ الْلَيَالِ. Its nights are the best of nights. وَسَعَاتُهُ أَفْضَلُ السَّعَاتِ. Its hours are the best of hours. So, in this party bag, we're going to take these three things. And they're going to be with us for the whole month. Inshallah, we will continue with the sermon tomorrow. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.